Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about sell your old, depleted, heavy equipment to a workshop or a shop. Again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. And are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel? Go to this affiliate link, which helps pay for the show. If you're looking for Caterpillar shoes, hats, shirts, you name it, they have their logo on it. Go to this affiliate link at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The chances to get a good price for an item that has turned into junk is pretty low. You also will not have to find any takers who want to buy the item. It does not take much of an effort for someone to realize that he or she should not pay for the commodity that is old and not in good state. The owner of the item will have to sell it in a shop that deals with all sorts of junk items, as he will not find anybody else who would be interested in buying it. Owners of heavy equipment have often experienced enormous troubles to sell old equipment to a new buyer. The contractors are ready to buy the old machines, but certainly not those machines that will turn out to be a liability when they put it to use on the site. Hence, a person who possesses a decade old or probably older than that have problems selling it. Workshops can pay you more. You may have to come across a certain heavy equipment workshop that repairs heavy equipment and also sell them to prospective customers who can't shell out the lot of money buying the machines. These guys work really smart. They buy really old heavy equipment at a nominal price and then refurbish it by installing the latest gadgets and technologies. They paint it and give it a new life so that the buyer who are not rich enough to afford branded heavy equipment easily buy it from them. The only problem is that you can encounter some or other problems with the machine at any given point of time. It is absolutely not a reliable piece, but it does not mean that there are no takers for that machine. These workshops sell with an assurance that the idea anything goes wrong with the item, the owner can bring it back to him and they will repair it for free. You know, just do what's right in this business, you know, and it always comes back folds to you. They do not pay you a meager amount. If you wonder the price that they will pay you for the old metal, you can assure that you will get more than what you get from a junk shop. The guys in the junk shop eventually sell it to them. They will just keep aside the profit, which can be yours if you directly approach these guys or gals. Start with a higher amount and do not be surprised if they say no. You are beginning a negotiation, and therefore to try to begin in a higher note, they will always bring down the price to the amount that does not be accepted to you. This will be a test of your skill where you need to hold your price or let it go down for a few bucks or a few dollars. Remember, it is completely up to you to fix the price that sounds to be acceptable to you. Locating such workshops is a tough task, but you need to do what you need to do is to visit a few before you nail the price down. You know, work it. You know, it's just the best way to do it. Again, got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.